Welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. This is where you are going to continue to learn, apply, and to pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that you and your family will not only just survive, but will thrive even during these very, very uncertain times. Hi, and welcome back, everyone. This is Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries, and it is an absolute honor to have you with us again. It really is. Now, what's going to be on our schedule for our 30-minute time together today? Well, first, during our radio seminar time, we're going to talk a bit about how to start teaching and training your 3 to 5 year olds about how to begin to handle money in ways that are going to be pleasing to God. It's going to be a great time together. Then we're going to expand on how to teach our children into our Q&A time, some good questions from real people about how to raise children financially in ways that are pleasing to God. And then finally, during our Minute with Maxwell, well, John Maxwell is going to share with us his thoughts on the word anger. Now, let's see. Anger, children, is there a link there sometimes? Let's see what John has to say. So stay tuned, won't you? It's going to be another great time together. And as we start, as we always start, let me open us up with a word of prayer. Father, would you please give us ears to hear all that it is you have planned for us today, to your glory, in Jesus' name, amen. My friend, work ought not to be a four-letter word for you or your children. Proverbs 22:6 says, and I know that we know this, but Proverbs 22:6 says that we are to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So what does that mean? Well, it can mean instead of allowing our next generation to sit in front of the computer or the PlayStation all day, being lazy and lethargic, well, why not let your kids experience the feeling of being tired after some good old-fashioned, age-appropriate work? Why not teach your children that work is a necessary life skill, every bit as much as bathing and brushing their teeth? You see, picking up the room and maybe feeding the pet or washing the car and maybe even raking the leaves for you or for your neighbor, this all creates a sense of accomplishment in your children. The sense that they can actually, and they did actually, do something that they can feel good about. Yes, according to the Bible, we are to teach and train up our children. But where do we start? Rather, when should we start and what can we do? Now, to lay a little bit of background for you, it has been my privilege and very great honor to continuously work as a Dave Ramsey Certified Financial Counselor, oh my goodness, since way back in 2004. Man, wow, time fly, right? Well, it was also my very great privilege to work with the late Larry Burkett beginning way back in the 1990s. Now, I have to tell you, these two men have forgotten more than I'm ever going to know about learning, applying, and passing on what the Bible has to say about finances. But during our radio seminar time this week and next week, what I want to do is to pass along to you just a bit of what these two gentlemen passed along to my wife, Debbie, and me. And if this really starts to hit home, if it really starts to hit home with you, I suggest that you come and be part of our How to Raise Money Wise Children God's Way seminar and workshop set for the 18th and 19th of this month, of February. Now, more about that. You can learn more about that on our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. So, based on what I've learned and some great personal experiences, some of them good, some of them not so good, let's talk about raising money-wise children God's way, starting out with helping them learn the relationship between work and reward. And what we're going to do, we're going to talk generally about allowances and the implications there, and then we're going to be very specific and talk about how it applies to 3 to 5 year olds, okay? All right, here we go. First of all, I have to tell you, I do not like the word allowance, because I have found that words can be very powerful and they can convey very deep meanings. For example, when you make an allowance for someone, well, in my mind, it is because they are not able. Allowances for our children sound like a welfare system to me, as if our children are either unwilling or unable to achieve, so we have to make allowances for them. We have to cover for them. I found that handing out money and not teaching strong work habits, well, that creates people of all ages. Listen, of all ages, who are whiners, right? Who feel entitled, and who become perpetual victims. Hey, does this sound like somebody you know inside, or maybe even outside your family? Well, we need to teach our children that the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, I think it's 3:10, if anyone will not work, he cannot eat. Now, sure, as parents, I know, as parents, we love to bless our children with surprises and gifts. But the allowance system, as a general rule, does not teach the child how real life works. We ought not to raise kids to expect life to make allowances for them. We see that in way too much of our world today. Now, I have to tell you, there is a whole generation growing up thinking that money is free. I mean, they expect their parents to keep on paying their bills well into adulthood. Listen, there are kids living in your basement that are 40-some-odd years old, right? Or those children are going to think that the government exists to do the same thing, help them live and help them pay their bills. I will tell you that mindset has never been an option for me, never, not even when I was a child. You know, from early on in my family, my mom and my dad operated under one general rule about making money. Here's the rule. It's a good one. Here's the rule. You work, you get paid. You don't work, you don't get paid. Now, I can just about hear you saying something like, okay, Bob, I get it. You don't like an allowance. But what is the alternative? Is there a good alternative? Well, I'm glad you asked. And yes, there is. And the alternative is called a commission. A commission. My friends, I know that you will agree that it is so important for us as parents to help our children make the work-money connection from a very early age. Now, this means that instead of an allowance, well, we can reframe that whole discussion. When speaking of money, the word allowance shouldn't even be part of your children's vocabulary. Use the word commission instead and begin to explain how money comes from work. And then as soon as your children begin to understand, you know, the cause and effect relationships in their life, you can start teaching them a relationship between work and money, okay? But start with eliminating the word allowance and substituting the word commission. Now, I've got to tell you, you can start those discussions as early as 3 to 5 years old with your children, 3 to 5 years old. Now, let me say that in our family, our children learned early on that there are some tasks around the house they do and not get paid for just because they're part of the family. Age-appropriate things. For example, at younger age, well, there are household tasks your children can help you with. And then as they get older, give them tasks that you can help them with. And then finally, you can move on to duties that they do on their own that you're going to inspect after the fact. In a family, there are things that we all have to do for the general benefit of the family because we're all members of the family. Don't talk to me about getting paid for being a member of our family. However, at some point, I got to believe that you need to start teaching your children the relationship between work and reward. So back to the paying commissions idea rather than paying allowances. Now I have to tell you, many parents who try the commission system with their children as young as even 3 or 4 years old, man, they are shocked at how their kids respond. You see, kids love to jump on board with new things even money-type things, much more quickly than you might realize. You can create incredible teaching moments when you give your young children an opportunity to do a few things around the house and get paid for them. But what kind of things? Well, first of all, and I always got to stress, and I know you know this, the things that we give them to do must be age-appropriate things. Remember, you're not going to be about opening up a sweatshop in your home, right? So for your younger children, you ought to limit the number of chores to, somewhere between 3 and 4 different jobs, and keep those jobs short and keep them simple. You want it to be big enough so that it feels like a big accomplishment when they get it done, but not so big that it seems complicated and impossible to complete, okay? Now, here are some great ideas that we use for our 3 to 5 year olds, and you might want to consider them too. There's 4 or 5 of them here. I'll share them with you. First of all, 3 to 5 year olds, what can they do that you can help them with? Picking up their toys, putting dirty clothes in the laundry basket, making his or her own bed, matching the socks in the clean laundry pile, setting the dinner table, of course, with supervision, help from mom and dad. How about collecting indoor trash cans from around the house? How about helping carry in light groceries? Now, obviously, the job assignments that you're going to use are going to be up to you in your particular circumstances. What I suggest that you do is just list a handful of responsibilities your child is capable of doing and put a dollar amount on each one. And you might be surprised at how excited your child gets about this. Now, here are 3 other 3 to 5 year old suggestions that I have for you, some of which we did in our family, some of which I wish we would have done. Okay. First of three points. First, pay fast and with excitement. You see, when you start a commission system with kids under 5, you should pay them as soon as the job is complete. They need that immediate connection between the work that they did and the money you have for them. Younger children don't relate that action and the reward if the payment is delayed, especially for a couple of days. And let's be honest. When a 4-year-old cleans up his room, you got to know and I got to know that probably means that mom or the dad put away 10 toys and the child put away 2 or 3, right? Yeah, well, that's okay. The goal at this age is to get your child in the mindset of working, okay? And that is not going to happen overnight. As long as your kiddos understand what the job is and what it means to see it through to the end, well, you're headed down the right road. So as soon as your child finishes that job, you should inspect the work. And here, and I'm telling you, when during the inspection, as you're working with them, this is when you really have to ramp up your enthusiasm level. You really do. I mean, you got to get excited, really excited. I mean, if they cleaned up their room, well, they need to feel that they are the most incredible room cleaners on the face of this earth. now that may sound silly, but you are doing 2 things by expressing your great excitement. What are they? First of all, you are showing them how proud you are of the work that they've done, and that means a lot to your children. And secondly, you are building up their own pride in their hard work. Good pride in their hard work. At that point, handing them their commission for the job, it doesn't come across as an expectation, as an allowance. It comes across for what it is, payment for a job well done. That's the kind of mindset you want to encourage, right? So, point number 1 from 3 to 5 year olds is to pay fast with excitement. Now, point number 2, you need to make that payment visible, okay? Another key to reward your children between the ages of 3 and 5 is to make their commission visual. Visual. Now, with older children, you're going to learn how to use the envelope system for setting aside money for, savings and spending and giving, okay? But when you are just starting out with younger children, It's a good idea to make the money look as big and as impressive as possible. Now, this means a couple of things. First of all, it means keeping it all. It means to keep it all together, right? For example, there's a great way that I found to make $25 could look like a $5 million to a five-year-old, right? How? Well, use a clear container like a gallon juice or juice jug or a canning jar, and pay in dollar bills, not in loose change. And then as you put the bills in the container, be sure to rustle them and crinkle them up just a little bit. I mean, think about it. A stack of $1 bills can look really thin if it's just laying flat on the table. But if you get the bills wrinkled up and wadded up just a little bit, they're going to start to look a lot bigger and more impressive when you see them in that clear container. Listen, your kids are great visual learners. So it's great visual reinforcement to watch that money grow. You want your children to imagine those bills exploding out of that jar. That kind of stuff gets your children excited about their money. And they should be excited about it. After all, they earned it, right? So first of all, you need to pay fast with excitement. And then secondly, you need to make it visual. And finally, make the main goal to spend. Now listen carefully here. Make the main goal to spend. When you have 3, 4, or 5-year-olds, getting them to do a few chores and paying them, well, it is an incredible head start. However, most kids at this age cannot fully grasp money concepts like setting aside some for giving and saving. Don't worry, you're going to get to that point soon enough. Don't worry. Now, perhaps one of the best ways to reward our younger children is to go shopping with some of the money that they've earned. I mean, can you imagine how proud they're going to feel when they hand a cashier a couple of dollars that they earned all by themselves? You know, something amazing happens in little boys and little girls when they get to walk into a store and pick out a toy all by themselves and pay for it with money that they earned. So are you beginning to see that there is work that you can do to start helping your 3 to 5-year-old children start to learn and form Bible-based attitudes about money? Man, I'm telling you, there sure is. This time we talked about the concept of commissions and versus allowance, and I tried to pass on to you some good thoughts about working with your 3 to 5-year-olds. Now, and again, boy, I wish I had all of this training and learning much earlier, back when our children were 3 to 5. It's good stuff, good stuff. Now, next week, we're going to talk about how to grow up money-wise children ages 6 to 13. It's going to be a great time together, so don't miss it. Now, let's follow up our radio seminar segment with some great questions real-world parents have when it comes to their children and money, okay? Here's the first one, and it's a great one. Bob, since my divorce, my children and I have been struggling to make ends meet. Their father supports the children, but only modestly. He sometimes works, but most of the time he does not. I find that I just don't earn enough to make it on a month-to-month basis. Do you have any advice? Wow, my goodness. Now, that's a tough real-world question, okay? Now, first, you need to get some, I would suggest that you need to get some financial coaching to be sure that you're doing the best that you can with the money that you have. And I would suggest that you go to one of a couple of different organizations. You can go to www.crown.org. That's Crown Financial Ministries. That's the old Larry Burkett organization. They have great counselors. You can also go to www.daveramsey.com. Again, great, great coaches there. Or you can check out our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. You need to get some help. You can also share your needs with your church. You know, most people in need would find this a hard thing to do, to share with your church, even a little bit embarrassing. I mean, most folks in your situation would rather not even ask for help, and that's unfortunate. You know, it's amazing that so many Christians feel the liberty to stand up in church and ask others to pray about an illness, but they do not feel that they have the right to stand up and ask for some financial help. Why is that? Well, one reason is that the devil has duped us into believing that money is his domain. I mean, if you're having money problems, there must be some spiritual problems in your life, right? Well, I got to tell you that part of God's financial plan that we find in 2 Corinthians 8:14 and many other locations as well, part of his plan is for his people to help meet the needs of others. There is help for you. There is help to be had. A good Christian financial coach and or your church can help point you in the direction that you need to go, but only if you ask for help. Great, great question. Now, here's a second real world question. Dr. Lauder, how can a mother teach her children the value of money if their father spends it foolishly and spoils them continually with gifts? Won't the children learn to imitate the parent who is the least disciplined? Well, yes. Sometimes children will tend to imitate the least disciplined parent because children are enthralled with spending, particularly when they're younger. Many, many times, however, children will migrate toward the disciplined parent because that parent represents security. A permissive parent, or grandparent, okay, could lose the children's respect if he or she gives too freely. You and your husband should sit down together and discuss this clearly, discuss it objectively, and discuss it from God's Word. Try to work and prayerfully help him understand that love doesn't mean giving your children everything that they want. The Bible says that a person whom God loves, well, he also disciplines. And that same thing is true for us as parents, for you as a parent. You see, a parent who really loves his or her child will establish boundaries for giving, okay? Boundaries for giving, not to restrict the child's freedom, but to help teach the concept of stewardship. Now, if you are unable to talk about this with your husband, well, then I suggest you write him a letter to let him know how you feel and what you propose. Base your letter on God's principles of discipline found in Proverbs. Oh, there's several verses. Proverbs 13:1, Proverbs 15:5, and Proverbs 19:18 are good starts. And you might also want to seek out a professional counselor who could help both of you understand the balance between giving too much and too little. Remember also, that God rarely puts two identical people together. All right? If he did, one of you wouldn't be needed. Usually, one will tend to be more of a giver and one more of a saver. Working together, you can reach a better balance than either of you can provide for your child individually. Great, great question. I really love the fact that I get to share a minute with Maxwell with you each and every week. Remember that each time we are with this Christian author and speaker and coach, during each one of our minutes with Maxwell, you are going to gain an insight into a single word. And that insight can really add a great deal of value to you in every area of your walk with the Lord, to include your financial walk. Now, today's word is anger. Anger. Now, here is a word that can describe so many of us, so much of the time, as we look and see what's going on around us locally and what's going on around us, what's happening in our country. So let's see what John Maxwell can teach us about the word anger.
The word today is anger. I'm in it with Maxwell. I'm glad you're here. Again, I'm a person of faith, and there's a scripture verse that says, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, don't go to bed angry. And the reason that verse is so powerful is because I know people who they not only go to bed with anger, but they wake up in the morning and they still have anger, and it's a very destructive force in their life. anger almost always causes us to get our emotions out of bounds. Emotions are good as long as they're contained, controlled, regulated. But anger lets the emotion get completely over the fence and out of control until now you're thinking things about someone that you shouldn't think. You're maybe doing things to someone that you shouldn't do. Trust me on this. Anger is a thing that that you and I need to control. Now, that verse would not have said, don't go to bed angry, if it was not possible for you to go to bed without anger. In other words, it didn't ask us to do something we can't do. So think of it this way. Anger's a choice. The problem is it's a destructive choice. It's a bad habit. If it's yours, choose not to have it anymore. It'll take you a while to get out of the anger hole, but trust me, it'll make you a better person.
Now that is a great word for today. Thank you, John Maxwell. Remember, the word was anger. And what he taught us, what John Maxwell just taught us, is that anger never can solve anything. But let me ask you, are you frustrated because you are angry about what's happening in our country today? Well, I'm telling you, there's something that you can do besides being angry. What would that be? Well, I would submit one of the things that you could do is to pray. Why not come join the Chattoog Community Prayer Force as we pray for our community and our country, our nation, and the peace of Jerusalem the first Tuesday of each month. Now, you can check out all about the Chattoog Community Prayer Force at our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. Again, thank you, John Maxwell, for your thoughts on the word anger. Okay, that just about wraps up our time together again for today. Recall that during our radio seminar segment, we talked just a bit about how to start teaching and training your 3 to 5 year old children about how to handle the money in ways that are pleasing to God. Now, next week, we're going to take a look at that same teaching, only we're going to cover ages 5 to 13. It's going to be great, so don't miss it. Then we expanded that teaching segment for children 3 to 5 into our question and answer time together. And finally, during our Minute with Maxwell, John Maxwell just shared with us his thoughts on the word anger. Now, finally, as promised, I want to invite you to come and be part of our How to Raise Money-Wise Children God's Way seminar and workshop that is built on our long-standing relationship with guys like Dave Ramsey and John Maxwell and Larry Burkett and a whole host of others. This is where you are going to first discover, then learn to apply and pass on to the children in your life in age-appropriate ways, Bible-based financial principles and applications. Now, we're going to offer this seminar and workshop at the Chattoog Ministry and Events Center, which is at 2532 Highway 76 West in Hiawassee, which is the red building that was formerly known as Stella Barong's Mountain Music Home Theater. Now, when is the seminar? Well, the first 3 sessions are going to be on Friday evening, February 18th from 6:30 to 9:30, and we'll finish up the next morning, Saturday, February 19th from 8:30 to noon. Now, seating is going to be limited. Registrations are not required, but I promise we're going to save you a seat if you give us a call at 828-835-0888. That's 828-835-0888. Or you can get all the information you need, including downloading a flyer and even reserve your seat at our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. And by the way, the seminar, the workshop, all of the teaching, all of the handouts, all the tools and materials, even refreshments, everything is offered at absolutely no charge. So, How to Raise Money-Wise Children God's Way seminar and workshop. Hey, listen, I look forward to seeing you there. And that does wrap up our time together for today. And as always, well, let me close us out with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for bringing us together again today and for each of the days to come. To your glory, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, What we'd like to have you do is have a blessed rest of your day, okay? And we're going to see you next time as we continue down your personal road to financial freedom, God's way.